Just one thought on the prayer meeting, because I don't think we'll go into the next phase of our discussions. I think what we have to recognize is that we need to be prepared for the meetings. You see, we can't come to the prayer meeting having spent the whole day being occupied with everything else and sit down and think that we are in the right frame of mind to pray. Our mind gets, you know, our minds will be jumbled and juggled and rushed from the day. So it's important, and this is something that you can start even here at Grove City, is that as you are going to sleep at night, maybe you can talk about a few things that you are in exercise about for the prayer meeting the next morning. And so on your way to the prayer meeting, you're not talking about the ball game. You're in an attitude of, we need the Lord's help for the Bible study here at Grove City. At home, as you go to your local prayer meetings, think of some who are sick. Think of the work in Africa. Think of the work in the Caribbean and different parts of the world. Think of those who are shut-ins in your local assembly. Pray that the Lord would give vision and help not just the young but the old to be faithful and to continue on. And so when you come into the prayer meeting, now you have one or two items on your list so that when you sit, you can now rise and give thanks and ask for the Lord's help in these things. And I want to encourage the sisters as well, because sometimes we think and we speak very often to the young men because they take a public role. And it's important to be prepared to know the Word of God. But I want to say, young sisters, it is just as important that you know the Word of God, that you pray in the prayer meeting silently, that you link your prayers along with the audible prayers of brothers, and to know that the Lord is hearing even those silent prayer and prayer exercises. One day, young ladies, you may be a mother, a wife in a home, and you're going to have a tremendous influence on your husband and a tremendous influence on children. And if you don't know Acts chapter 2, verse 42, then you're not going to be bringing your children to the meetings because you may not value them. If you don't know about Timothy and teaching the Word of God to a small Timothy from when he's young, when you have a Timothy, you might not place such emphasis. And when that Timothy now was 15 and 17, you're going to grab Brother Amel and Brother Chuck and say, listen, I need you to talk to my son or daughter. They're in trouble. Start when you're young to put the Lord first, priorities. And what you'll find is you'll be a help in the meeting. When you get married, you'll be prepared to be a good wife, a good mother, a good father, a good husband. And the assembly is then strengthened. But when we're not prepared for what is before us, when it comes, what happens is we're like that bench without the fourth leg. We just teeter-totter, and very often disaster comes in. So I want to encourage you to begin now, to think about, to be prepared. Don't just come to the meetings empty-handed, without a Bible, without a thought. Come seeing how you might be able to help the meetings.
There's something that I saw a brother do one time, an older brother. And I started doing it. I fell off on it, and I really got to start up. But it's something that I think that everybody really should do. You get a really small book, like a really, really small like notebook. You just jot things down in. You could just like write a name. Like you hear something, like somebody will say, pray for this brother because he's sick, or pray for this or pray for that. If you just jot down that name or like a little bit about the issue or whatever, and you go to your home, and before you pray at night, you just look in that little book, and you reflect on it. When you come to pray about it, you'll remember it in your prayer, and you'll be able to pray about those things. Mm-hmm. And the more you pray about it, like the less you need that book, mm-hmm. and the more it gives you a sense of what you need to pray for your fellow brethren, and. Just even in your daily life, you can do that for the issues in your daily life that you may seem to neglect as you're praying about these things.
Good idea.
I just want to mention, just as we finish here, I don't want you to think of a prayer meeting as only in a meeting format. I want you to remember that we pray without ceasing. One of the things I've always tried to do, I don't know whether you remember where Jen used to sit in this room when she was in here as a young person, but I kind of remember her sitting right back over here behind me, off to my left, you see. And I can look around the room. We're creatures of habit. I remember where John usually sits, where Tony sits, where Emil sits. And as I'm riding down the road to go to work or riding between the jobs, I can pray. I can think of my sisters from Nova Scotia. All I remember, I see them in my mind's eye. I think of these various ones from Canada. Many of the young brethren I've learned to love from the Toronto area. And we're able, as we go through life, not only just to be at prayer in the prayer meeting, not only in my private prayer, but through the day, I'm bearing up the Lord's people. And it's a wonderful thing. We need to be praying for one another. Amen. We need the Lord's help. So just keep these things in mind. Tonight in your groups, if you could, try to look at these next three instances in the book of Acts, where we see the baptism of the Spirit then is going to be complete. We got the one that is outlined with the Samaritans. We have a second one that's outlined with Cornelius and his household. The third one is going to be the disciples of John. And, you know, look at that. Talk about it a little tonight. And the Lord will prepare us for what we have tomorrow.